Good afternoon. Why don't we go ahead and get started here? I want to thank you all for being with us today, and also like to thank Dan and his family for hosting us here on his farm today. You all know my Director of Agriculture, John Hagler, who's traveling with me this afternoon. Thanks, John, for your continued leadership. Let me get right to the point. First of all, introducing some folks that are with us today. It is good to see three of our true, Missouri's true agriculture leaders here, Representative Jay Houghton, Representative Paul Quinn, and Representative Jeannie Riddle. We appreciate their constant, consistent support for the crux of the economy, the Show Me State, and that's the agriculture economy, which is the baseline for what we have to do to produce. We're also glad to have Commissioner Hobbs and the other commission members with us today. I appreciate all of their work. So let me get right to the point here. Yesterday, I signed an executive order declaring a state of emergency response to the ongoing drought and heat that is affecting every part of our state. This drought has led to numerous fires across Missouri and placed an incredible strain on our public water supply system. My emergency management team has been proactive in our preparation for and response to these drought conditions. On June 29, I activated the State Emergency Operations Center and ordered the Missouri National Guard to ready its assets and resources it would need to support firefighting operations in Missouri. In the weeks since, local, state, and federal agencies have battled fires in every corner of our state. Just before the 4th of July holiday, my administration requested the USDA Farm Service Agency open up the Conservation Reserve Program lands for grazing and counties meeting specific requirements for shortages of hay and precipitation. It wasn't really hard to make that list this year, but this made an additional 1.4 million acres available to Missouri producers. As those counties come online, that land is available for grazing in those counties. Last week, as I was visiting with farms affected by drought, we were notified that Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack granted my request to designate an agriculture disaster in all 114 Missouri counties, making emergency assistance, such as low-interest loans, available to Missouri farmers. And on Friday, we took emergency action to allow livestock producers facing water and hay shortages to conduct flash grazing, haying, and watering on livestock exclusion areas currently under contract. That will open up another 140,000 acres that otherwise couldn't be used. This prolonged period of extremely hot and dry weather is creating especially significant challenges for Missouri's farmers and livestock producers. During my conversations with Missouri farmers in Springfield earlier today, and in Ewing, Tarkio, and Bolivar last week, and ongoing discussions with my cabinet directors Parker Pauley and Hagler, they've consistently told us that one of the biggest challenges they're facing is very simple: access to water for their crops and especially for their livestock. To help Missouri farmers address these challenges, I also signed a second executive order yesterday. In addition to declaring a state of emergency, I also authorized the State Soil and Water Districts Commission to establish an emergency cost share program for water source and distribution practices. I called on the commission to approve the program in its emergency meeting last evening. I am pleased that the commission approved this program by unanimous vote and allocated an initial outlay of $2 million from the Department of Natural Resources, Soil and Water Reserves. This is, in essence, the state portion of it. This is not the local portion, which is moving out to the locals as we speak. In doing so, the commission joined me in recognizing the importance of immediate relief to our producers and farmers. I started out this morning with an 8 a.m. conference call with 85 of our Soil and Water Commission local leaders at each one of those counties to make sure that they were fully briefed on this particular opportunity and program we have here. But under my order, this cost share program is designed specifically to assist farmers and producers who are facing severe water challenges because of the drought, to provide immediate and substantial relief from those challenges, and to move the resources to our farmers as quickly as possible. Here's how the program will work. Farmers and producers may apply directly to the local soil and water district or to the state through our state homepage at mo.gov. So if folks have questions, they should talk to their local soil and water district folks, or they can go on the web at mo.gov. Both of those organizations are working together. We put together a team at the state level of folks from Department of Agriculture and from Soil and Water to work together to move this process quickly and effectively. To be eligible, the project must provide immediate and material relief from the drought. Because we want to provide immediate assistance, applications must be submitted within the next 14 days, and the project must be completed within the next 60 days. That 14 days, weekends count. We're working on the weekends. It's not raining on the weekends. We need to get going about getting water. We are working all the time. Now, under the program, the state will cover 90% of the project cost, and a farmer or producer will cover 10%. Usually that local match on all sorts of projects is 75-25. We wanted to shorten that number, taking this to 90-10. The initial tranche of dollars, the maximum grant award, is $20,000. We will work with local soil and water and others for investments that can make a real and lasting difference. I've also directed the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Natural Resources to establish an agriculture water resource technical review team, which will provide expertise and guidance to farmers and producers as they apply for these grants. The team also stands ready to assist farmers and producers as they prepare their applications so that dollars can move as quickly as possible. I appreciate the leadership of Director of Agriculture John Hagler, Director of Natural Resources Sarah Park Polly, and the Soil and Water Districts Commission at the state level and those folks at the local level. We have a system in place that can deal with moving these dollars to the right places. We need to hear from the local levels to make sure that we are expending taxpayer dollars to make a real difference to this key part of our economy in the weeks to come. Because of the need for immediate relief, all applications must be acted on within 72 hours of receipt. Any applications not acted on within that time frame will be forwarded to the state team for a secondary review, which will make a determination. But our hope is that we will be able to work cooperatively, as folks have begun already today. We have already, between the time we announced this morning in Springfield and when we left Jeff City a little after 1 o'clock, had already had 52 either applications or inquiries into the system already this morning. So we are working very hard with locals to try to get these dollars out to make a difference. I've asked our local soil and water districts to work quickly to identify those producers and farmers who will benefit from this program and sign them up. My administration will continue to work hand-in-hand with Missouri farmers to help them during this drought that is severely impacting our state's livestock and crops. This emergency grants program, combined with the other resources we have made available, will provide immediate assistance to livestock producers and farmers. Working together, we can make a difference for Missouri's agriculture producers. With that, I'd be glad to take any questions that the press may have. On the crop side, I mean, we've certainly had a dry year. We certainly are going to have yields that are going to be challenged this year. In those types of crop operations which do irrigation, that have challenges in their systems that they have, whether it's in piping or depth, we want to especially work to help them so that they can get a little bit better production than they otherwise would. If you were going to order what the challenges are here, I think that the folks in the livestock area have significant challenges. When you look at, they don't have as broad a, they don't have crop insurance, obviously, and so those are areas where, I mean, if you don't have water for livestock, you have to sell them. Or take down your operation. And we've spent a lot of effort over the last few years to try to build up Missouri's herd, not only in beef but in dairy. We hope that these dollars will help them quickly access water, dig wells just a little bit deeper, get water to their system. So on the crop side, it's going to be somewhat more challenging to have a long-term effect. But for operations that already have irrigation in place, if they have challenges because of that we can assist them get that water and continue to keep that water, it'll help those yields in those areas and help us meet our robust targets for the international export of Missouri goods. We interact with them on a regular basis. I've not had a chance to personally deal with that. I've been focused on our efforts here at the state level. Clearly, getting the Senate and the House to get together and move forward a farm bill, I think, is everybody's interested in getting that done. It's just a question of kind of what it's going to look like. I do think that the potential uncertainty on some of the emergency types of activities could be something that folks coalesce around, but we've focused the majority of our attention on what can we do at the state level to make a difference. Anybody else? Yeah. Well, I mean, because of the immediate need right now, and we're going in order of needs. Right now, if you're in livestock production and you have water problems, you're selling your herd. And so what we're trying to do here is provide a quick opportunity for that step. Clearly, you have longer range issues with the commodity prices continuing to be strong with the and moving up. You have this kind of difficult double whammy of difficulty to get water. And you couple that with the increasing prices for hay and the fact that there's nothing growing out there right now to up that. There are a lot of long-term challenges, but our goal here is to meet the short-term needs as we would in any emergency management response. While we are cognizant of the long-term needs of agriculture, we certainly have seen the benefit over the last 3 years of a robust agriculture economy. We are certainly cognizant of those long-term issues. Our focus today and over the next few weeks is going to be on some of the short-term hurdles that we must get over so that we can have the opportunity to discuss the long-term issues. We're going to go on these. That's why we have folks reviewing these as we speak. That's why we put such tight timelines on it. That's why we put an initial $2 million out to go after. But quite frankly, we want to see what the need is. I mean, when you have challenges like this, we thought it was better to put the dollars out, see what the applications are, and as we move forward, see what other needs there are, rather than trying to sit back and have a bunch of meetings and we've got a very experienced team. We see this problem very, very, very clearly. But I want to point out that there are row crop operations that can benefit from this. We want to get these dollars out, and if the demand exceeds it, and that demand means that we can get products to market this year, that we can save herds, that we can increase yields, we will work with the soil and water folks and others to find additional resources to meet this need. This is a vital part of Missouri's economy, and we need to do what we can to support it in this time of need. Thanks, everybody.